I love Lucy and Ethel too.
I'll keep going. You're on
no
a roll.
More.
You're on a tear. Journey Gunderson joins us right now. She's the executive director of the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum, along with the National Comedy Center. Journey, we had two choices for song options, the theme from I Love Lucy or Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. We chose the right one, didn't we?
Indeed, you did.
Thank you. Good. It's National I Love Lucy Day today. Please explain.
Well, today is the 68th anniversary of the premiere broadcast of I Love Lucy, which was October 15th, 1951. And by many measures, this is, you know, among the most, if not the most, popular sitcom of all time. And so, of course, here in Jamestown, Lucy's hometown, we celebrate.
How do you celebrate? What should we do here in Chicago to celebrate I Love Lucy Day?
You should plan your next trip to Jamestown to visit both the National Comedy Center and the Lucy Desi Museum, because the National Comedy Center was actually Lucille Ball's vision for the celebration of her legacy. She was adamant that Jamestown become a destination for the celebration of the entire art form of comedy, not just you know, a museum about her, not just I Love Lucy nostalgia, but really celebrating the power of comedy as an art. And the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum features recreated sets from the I Love Lucy show. And so today on I Love Lucy Day, of course, we're allowing visitors with the price of admission to do photo ops on the recreated set and at the National Comedy Center with her iconic polka dotted dress.
Ah, tell Bill about the interactive exhibit that you have, because if this doesn't make you want to go
there. What is the interactive exhibit? What are you doing?
Well, any day that a visitor visits the National Comedy Center, one can get into scenes like the very famous conveyor belt candy wrapping scene,
nice.
Which was voted. Yeah, this was voted one of the. It was actually voted the funniest scene in television history in an NBC poll back in 2012, and of course, I Love Lucy was voted funniest TV show of all time and best TV show of all time by an ABC News 2020 poll the year prior. So that, in addition to stats like 92% of households watching television at one time were tuned into the episode in which Lucy goes to the hospital to give birth to little Ricky. So many things tell us that this was the thing that brought America together.
Journey, when you go back now and you watch that scene, that candy on the conveyor belt scene, and I know a lot of time has passed since it was first written and performed, but it really shows off her ability to take what was already a funny premise, a great situation, and just make it her own. I can't imagine anyone else doing the job she did, not just on the whole show, but when you go scene by scene. I always think of the grape stomping scene too, where she was in the vat with the Italian woman stomping grapes to make homemade wine. Her timing was just impeccable, wasn't it?
It was. And I also always recommend watching the Vitamita Vegemin scene, of course, where she's doing a TV commercial and there's a high alcohol content to the product she has to continue to sample.
Yeah.
And so that is, you know, that embodies great comedic timing and also the use of her face. And at the National Comedy Center, you can try all of those things. So while it's a museum of the history of comedy in America, and you spend a lot of the time in this 37,000 square foot exhibit space relishing in the greatest comedy material across all genres and all times, there are also participatory exhibits where you can get into the act and try your timing in the scene I mentioned, but also doing stand-up comedy karaoke or trying to mimic some of the best facial expressions in comedy of all time.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've done a great job with this. What is the website so people can see more and how to get there and the hours and everything?
The website is comedycenter.org, and that will give you information about the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum as well as the National Comedy Center's museum experience. And for those of you hearing that it is one of the most immersive and interactive and tech-savvy museums anywhere, that is absolutely true, but it's also grounded with artifacts, so you can stand in the presence of the DNA of some of the greatest of all time, not just Lucy's polka-dotted dress, but the Egon suit from Ghostbusters, the puffy shirt from Seinfeld, Charlie Chaplin's cane, the 25,000-piece George Carlin archive, and so much more.
That sounds excellent.
It does.
All of it does. Would you agree, Journey, that part of her success, part of Lucille Ball's success, was the fact that she wasn't afraid to make herself look bad. She was a beautiful woman who just had this knack for making herself look ridiculous and silly, and that's part of what her charm was?
You hit the nail on the head. It, especially in that time period, not many women had been willing to really put themselves out there in that way. Women's roles on television, especially in the 1950s, were as the object of desire and, you know, not really breaking from that. And Lucille Ball had no fear about looking silly and did so on many occasions. And I think that was part of what made her groundbreaking.
Maybe people should have a cigarette today in honor of I Love Lucy, because I read on Mental Floss the show was having trouble getting sponsors in its early years, so the tobacco giant Philip Morris signed on, and the company required the characters to smoke its cigarettes and even mention its name whenever possible. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy, and the other crazy thing I find about that is that, yes, Philip Morris was the key sponsor of the show, and when Lucille Ball became pregnant 1 year into the success of the show, keep in mind 6 months in to the show's first airing, you know, the anniversary we're celebrating today, it became the number one show on television, and with only 15 million households even having televisions, 10 million of them were devoted I Love Lucy watchers. So 6 months into this success, or 1 year in, she becomes pregnant, and everybody just presumes we're going to have to take the show off the air. It was considered controversial to portray a pregnancy on television, and they were afraid they would lose their sponsor, Philip Morris. So they ended up having a priest, a rabbi, and a minister. It sounds like a joke.
It does. I walk into a bar.
Right. But a priest, a rabbi, and a minister blessed the script in which they had written the pregnancy into the season. And that episode, like I mentioned, where she gives birth, holds the Nielsen share record to this day, a record that will probably never be broken.
Wow. One of the things people forget about I Love Lucy was the amazing array of guest stars. I'm just going to mention two, Journey, and give me your comments about it. But Harpo Marx's episode and John Wayne's episode of I Love Lucy were just hysterically funny. What were your favorites, or what do you remember from those shows?
Well, quickly, I want to mention we actually have Harpo Marx trench coat and wig. Yeah, and Groucho Marx tailcoat on display at the National Comedy Center. And so that is one of my favorites, the pantomiming with Harpo Marx.
Yeah.
Again, I like Vitamita Vegemin, which I know is a classic. And I like the one where Lucy makes an agreement with her card-playing friends that she can't tell a lie, that mm-hmm. she has to tell the truth for mm-hmm. 24 hours or something. Again, that those facial expressions and her timing, you know, she was a natural. But people don't realize she was also such a savvy businesswoman behind the scenes. People love Lucy and will say she's one of the funniest women in history, and they still have no idea that she became the head of Desilu, the most powerful production studio of its era, when she and Desi split, and she was the first female head of a major Hollywood studio from 62 to 67, and the productions coming out of Desilu in that time period included some of the greatest comedies like the Jack Benny program, the Andy Griffith Show, the Dick Van Dyke Show, My Favorite Martian, Gomer Pyle, My Three Sons, the Eve Arden Show, the list goes on and on.
I wish we were closer, because we would definitely check it out if you're not and you're planning a trip to the museum. ComedyCenter.org, is that the right website to send people?
That's correct. Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Happy I Love Lucy Day, Journey.
Thank you. We're open 7 days a week, so we'll see all of your Chicago listeners soon here in Jamestown.
Thanks, Journey.
Awesome. Thank
Journey
you so
Gunderson,
much.
Executive Director of the Lucille Ball-Desi Arnaz Museum, along with the National Comedy Center.